Well, the social media platform Instagram has started prompting young people to take a break if they've been scrolling for too long. One of a cluster of safety features for teens announced today by Instagram's parent company, Meta. They come a day before Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri is to face a grilling before a US congressional committee on the platform's impact on young people, and as hearings for Australia's parliamentary inquiry into big tech kick off. So, are the new measures any good? Carly Williams takes a look.
Brisbane's 16-year-old Meg knows the pros and cons of Instagram. She thanks her mum for keeping her safe on the social media app.
I ended up getting it in grade 8, which for me was quite a long time after my peers had gotten it. I used to get in a lot of altercations with my mum about that because I felt very left out. Looking back on it, I'm so thankful that my mum made me wait so long and really taught me about it before she actually let me have it.
And while many parents have gone to great lengths to keep their kids safe on Instagram, the platform is rolling out its latest safety features for teens today. Here's Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri on the new Take a Break ping.
Take a Break does what you think it does. It encourages you to step away from Instagram once you've been scrolling for a certain amount of time.
The feature was a surprise to Meg, who says Instagram is usually trying to get her to spend more time on the app.
So if you're not on Instagram a lot, they'll send you a message being like, so-and-so updated their story, and they're trying to lure you back in.
There are other additions still in the works, like controls for parents to view and manage the time their children spend on Instagram. Some tech experts have questioned the timing of the announcement, considering the Instagram CEO will face questions from US Congress on the platform's impact on young people. Dr. Bridianne O'Day is a senior research fellow at the Black Dog Institute. She's concerned the Take a Break feature misses the mark.
Recent longitudinal research has actually shown that there's no association between the time spent on social media and the development of mental health problems in young people. Therefore, a feature that tries to limit time is unlikely to prevent the onset of mental illness.
Associate Professor Catherine Modecki is a mental health and tech expert at Menzies Health Institute, Queensland. She's questioning the internal research Instagram has based today's new safety features on.
And so what we're asking for is transparency in terms of the internal research they're doing. It should be best practice. It should be at the standard of peer review, which is what we require of good science. There are many ways to deal with privacy concerns. We deal with health data all the time. Meta is actually, it is a black box. So we, as scientists and mental health experts, we don't have access to data. We don't have access to how these studies are being run. So we see these sort of odd things coming out of the company, which really are not addressing what needs to be addressed more broadly.
And when the Morrison government's parliamentary inquiry puts big tech companies under the microscope, Catherine Modecki is asking it to consider inviting mental health experts to the table.
We need that science. And so without the science, politically things can go all over the place and they won't be necessarily dealing with the real issue at hand, which is we need access to the data.
Associate Professor Catherine Modecki, she's a mental health and tech expert. Carly Williams, our reporter there.